On a muggy night in June 1964, two tiny girls lay asleep in their separate beds, 38 miles apart, while a blue station wagon sped down the road between their Mississippi communities. Their strange, terrible connection, Angela's father, James Cheney, 21, was at the wheel of the car while some of the men Donna trusted most in the world were plotting to kill them. That violent night left a legacy that would echo for decades to come, prompted partly by national outrage over the murders. Congress passed the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which outlawed racial discrimination at the polls. As the 40th anniversary of the Mississippi murders loomed, Glamour brought together these two women at the spot where the execution took place. They approached the day with trepidation and finished it with the understanding and resolution they'd long been seeking. Drake walked over to the woman's couch and opened a piece of wax paper that she took from her pocket. On the paper was a small pile of gray powder, which she took a pinch of and blew it in the old woman's face. She did the same to the others and returned to Falkland's side. After a moment, the old witch coughed and opened her eyes. She was alert, but could not yet move. Falkland stepped over to her and turned her head to expose her neck. He leaned over and sank his fangs into her jugular vein. The woman saw him approaching but was helpless to respond. The bite of a vampire burns and freezes at the same time, like skin exposed to frigid wind. Falkland could see the woman try to close her eyes, but she could not do even that. All she could do was lie there in a world of misery and loathing. Even though it was over and done in under a minute, she would feel her soul had been ravaged for hours. For a moment, Falkland thought of Sitya, who had turned him all those centuries ago, the best thing that could ever happen to him. The others were awake and had seen the vampire bite Eva, but they were still immobile. Silent tears slid from Lydia's eyes, and she vowed then to take revenge on the vampire for what he had done. If the legends were true, then she would see him staked to the ground and be burned slowly by the rising sun. The vampire wiped his mouth with his silk handkerchief and addressed his guests. "Ladies, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Richard Falkland, and as you are no doubt now aware, I am a vampire. I require a service of you. Fulfill my wishes and you will all be free. I will even bestow extreme wealth upon you if you wish. Should you disappoint me, the consequences will indeed be dire." He walked back to Eva and stroked her hair. He looked at Lydia. "This is your grandmother, if I'm not mistaken. I have placed within her the seeds of immortality. She will become a vampire in 72 hours. I've been told that you have recovered the Hellstone. If this is true, then you are no doubt familiar with the Bloodstone as well." Falkland walked around the couches as he was speaking. All four of the women had regained most of their ability to move and all were sitting up. They remained silent, preferring to fully grasp the situation they faced. Falkland continued, "If you find the Bloodstone within 71 hours and place it around the neck of the one who has been bitten, then the stone will reverse the process. Once again, this old witch will be completely and annoyingly human. So there it is. You have 3 days to complete the task. Are there any questions?"